Very, said Holmes.
He still carried the heavy stick which the mother described him as having with him when he followed Drebber. It was a stout oak cudgel.
What is your theory, then?
Well, my theory is that he followed Drebber as far as the Brixton Road. When there, a fresh altercation arose between them, in the course of which Drebber received a blow from the stick, in the pit of the stomach, perhaps, which killed him without leaving any mark. The night was so wet that no one was about, so Charpentier dragged the body of his victim into the empty house. As to the candle and the blood and the writing on the wall and the ring, they may all be so many tricks to throw the police onto the wrong scent.
Well done, said Holmes, in an encouraging voice. Really, Gregson, you are getting along. We shall make something of you yet.
I flatter myself that I have managed it rather neatly, the detective answered proudly. The young man volunteered a statement in which he said that after following Drebber some time, the latter perceived him and took a cab in order to get away from him. On his way home, he met an old shipmate and took a long walk with him. On being asked where this old shipmate lived, he was unable to give any satisfactory reply. I think the whole case fits together uncommonly well. What amuses me is to think of Lestrade, who had started off upon the wrong scent. I'm afraid he won't make much of it. Oh, why, by Jove, here's the very man himself!
It was indeed Lestrade, who had ascended the stairs while we were talking, who now entered the room. The assurance and jauntiness which generally marked his demeanour and dress were, however, wanting. His face was disturbed and troubled, while his clothes were disarranged and untidy. He had evidently come with the intention of consulting with Sherlock Holmes, for, on perceiving his colleague, he appeared to be embarrassed and put out. He stood in the centre of the room, fumbling nervously with his hat, and uncertain what to do.
"This is a most extraordinary case," he said at last. "A most incomprehensible affair."
"Ah, you find it so, Mr. Lestrade," cried Gregson triumphantly. "I thought you would come to that conclusion. Have you managed to find the secretary, Mr. Joseph Stangerson?"
"The secretary, Mr. Joseph Stangerson," said Lestrade gravely, "was murdered at Halliday's private hotel about 6 o'clock this morning."